Oklahoma has won 4 NCAA softball championships, and they came within a couple of games of the program's 5th title this year. OU recovered from a loss to Alabama in the World Series, and they made it to the best of 3 finals. But then the Sooners were crushed 16-3 in Game 1 against UCLA and lost a heartbreaking 5-4 walk-off the next night in Oklahoma City. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you very, very much for coming by, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show. You can learn more or give anytime online, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Patty Gasso's ace pitcher, left-hander Gisele Juarez, is back with me on the show today. So last year you played for Arizona State and then transferred to OU. We talked about that a little bit last time. How welcoming, Gisele, and embracing were your new OU teammates there in Norman?
It was very open arms. It was really awesome because, especially my class, they were very open and they all brought me in their own ways. And for that, like, it was obviously going to be very hard to open up again. But I remember, like, going into the first Bible study and I told them, I was like, because we did a thing where we talked about, we talk about, like, what we need prayed about. And I was like, I just, like, want to open up to you guys. And, like, that's my fear is, like, not being accepted. But they accepted that. And they were like, you know what? Like, no matter what, we got you. And God has you. And I think to have that was, like, so changing for me because I was able to be so open so quickly, especially with season being right there, literally.
Yeah, and that's why you said last time this was kind of a God thing, a spiritual lift for you, that God had you go from ASU to Oklahoma. So let's walk through the World Series here a little bit. You beat Alabama game 1. Then you play your school's biggest rival in any sport, Oklahoma State, and it's softball's version of Bedlam, I guess. You beat them 6-1. What was that game like for you?
That was so intense. It was awesome. Probably a game I will never forget. Like, the crowd was amazing. Everything about that game was amazing. And, man, it was really intense. It was definitely one of the funnest games I've ever played in.
Okay. You get by them and lose to Alabama, but come back. Because it's double elimination and make the finals. Let's fast forward to that series against UCLA, best of 3 series. You couldn't have seen 2 more different games, G, losing that first one 16-3, and then the walk-off win for the Bruins in game 2, 5-4. Reflect on those 2 for me, will you?
Mm-hmm. I think the first game, obviously, it was just one of those games where, like, nothing really rolls your way. And, you know, that happens as part of the game. And I think they took advantage of our mistakes and whatnot. So, I mean, you got to learn. That's what the game's all about. And I think the second game, we were just fighting. We were being gritty no matter what happens. Like, we're putting it, again, all out on the line. And at the end, when we lost, like, we prayed about it. We prayed after every series, win or lose, like, that's what we do. And because, like, at the end of the day, like, it's all for him. It's all for his glory. And to do it on such a big platform out in the open after they just won, like, was amazing because, like I said, like, he's good. He is always good. Like, no matter what, win or lose, anything good, anything bad, like, God is always good, and he's always going to be there.
Yes. And it was a real, real close play at the plate in that second game, an amazing slide by the Bruins player coming in. You were in the circle at the time. What did you see?
I don't really remember, but I do remember in the 6th, we were down by 1, and I was just like, And I think me and Lindsay had talked earlier in the day or something, and I was like, you know what, like, how cool is this? Like, we're playing, like, we're not, like, overall playing for a national championship. We're, like, actually playing. Like, we're right there. Like, we can see it. And for me, like, being first time, her being a first time, like, we were, like, kind of in awe. And, like, that's amazing, you know? Not everybody gets that opportunity. And so, like, I took an extra second at the beginning of the game. I took an extra second, like, when I was walking down, like, just to take a second and, like, really embrace that moment, because I think sometimes, like, you get so lost, like, at looking at the end that, like, you forget to live in the moment. So I took an extra second in the sixth inning, too. After Lindsay threw it around, like, I looked at my infield because, like, a lot of my infield I will never play with again, well, as of, like, this next year. And, like, I took an extra second to look at the crowd, to look, like, really, like, embrace where I was at, like, in the Champ Series, at the World Series, because, like, this next year, like, I could not, like, we could potentially not get there, or we could not be in the same position, all of that. So, like, I made sure, like, I kind of, like, sped around, like, just, like, hey, like, make sure, like, you're really taking in this moment, like, living in this game, because, you know, like, you never know. And so I think that was something I really embraced, was just, like, living in the moment and, like, joy and whatever happened.
Good. All right, left-hander Gisele Juarez, the University of Oklahoma softball team, the national runner-up this year, and had a 41-game winning streak during the season. 41 gets a NCAA record. It was stopped by the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll pick that up right there next time with you, G. So thanks for coming by today. We'll get together again next time. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.